Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. The Census of Marine Life has recently completed a 10-year global scientific research effort to explore and define the extraordinary biodiversity of the world ocean. A primary purpose of the project was to improve knowledge of ocean systems for sustainable use and conservation by developing new research tools, technologies, and methods, consolidating existing information and creating baselines, expanding efficient data collection and monitoring systems, piloting ecosystem-based management in key research areas, and compiling the resultant information into a repository accessible to all. To this end, according to its recent final report, the Census has created the Ocean Biogeographic Information System, OBIS, a gateway to over 800 data sets containing information on where and when more than 30 million marine organisms have been recorded. OBIS, found online at www.obis.org, is the world's largest online repository of geo-reference data, integrated so they can be seamlessly searched by species name, higher taxonomic level, geographic area, depth, and time. OBIS enables users to identify biodiversity hotspots and large-scale ecological patterns, analyze distributions of species over time and space, and plot species locations with temperature, salinity, and depth. At its 2009 General Assembly, the UNESCO Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission adopted OBIS as one of its programs under the International Oceanographic Data and Information Exchange. With the support of policymakers in the nations it serves, OBIS will continue to grow and thrive under that UN organization, remaining a permanent legacy of the census accomplishment. OBIS is a powerful tool for many management applications, including assisting nations to meet their obligations to the Convention on Biological Diversity to report on the biodiversity in their exclusive economic zones. OBIS builds capacity for countries with limited resources to meet national reporting requirements and makes research and information management more efficient through shared data, tools, and standards across different organizations and countries. Before posting, OBIS data undergo a rigorous vetting process, including confirmation of its source with quality control completed initially and at regular intervals thereafter. Data providers retain ownership of the data and are informed of any discrepancies and possible errors that may occur. OBIS benefits from user peer review and feedback that identify technical, geographic, and taxonomic errors in the data served. Although errors will exist in such large data collections, the data in OBIS are the best available in electronic form. In sum, this is a serious scientific undertaking and considerable advance in our exploration of ocean life. How so? What does the research tell us? First, it demonstrates shifts in patterns of anthropogenic impacts on the ocean over time, from disposal of waste and litter to exploited fisheries, hydrocarbons, and mineral resources to the effects of climate change to include warming, acidification, expansion of hypoxic and oxygen minimum zones, and their implications for species sustainability, coral reefs, and the marine food chain. Second, the census expands dramatically our understanding of deep-sea ecosystems, identifying biologically significant and vulnerable areas for possible future protection, tracking transboundary fisheries from local coastal waters to regional seas to areas outside national jurisdiction, to assisting with policy and governance of international trade in endangered species, building the experience and research capacity of institutions and individual science in less developed nations, forming partnerships between organizations that share compatible missions and will last beyond the term of the census, and leaving a legacy of results accessible to the scientific community and the public, and a set of recommended applications for another decade of research, tracking, and observation in the ocean environment. Given the thousands of species that remain to be discovered and described, and that implication for the future of human health and well-being, the census is a program that merits continued international collaboration and success. It remains to be seen if funding can be found for another decade of extraordinary research. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.